Mishin Lamed and Siv Zion. We did not finish Mishin Berurah and Siv Zion. So I think we're holding cut and cuff. Chav Zion, maybe. So we allow to cut the biblical cord. After Shakur should say after you tie it. Vinebagan of Rabbi Shaktiches Hataber Ba'alma Eino Ki Mishmus. It's only to rabban to cut the umbilical cord. Sefer Kibbutz the Rambam cuts the b'shem Sefer Shoshana Medabit Shachiyah the Yesh Mizeh Isur the Raisa. Rak Hachem Mutar Ayin Shal. That's not a rabban; it's a Raisa. But even so, Chazal we're matarit.
Shin Lamed.
Chav Ches. Amanel l'Shmarla. If it's Shmarna, if the child was born after in the eighth month. So Chazal the Divad Lechai Bisman Chazal. Nowadays we have ways of taking a child who was born at that point in time and advancing him. But Bisman Chazal, a child was born in the eighth month was not able to live. So you're not Mechal Shabbos. And Mechal, the Kim of the Safkalon, and we said even it's a Safik, whether it's a seventh month or an eighth month. So you're not Mechal. Kim of the Safkalon, Ben Kiyama, Me'olam, Lo Mechal Alin. And even though many times Me'safik were Mechal. Over here, where we never set it off with something which had a status of being viable, so we can't be mechal. The so he said in Sif Hey, Yolam Mechal. Even if the child is the mother has died, because maybe the child's alive, or maybe the child's not alive, so it's not, you know, you're not sure you have a viable child. So we're also, you're just not sure that you have a viable child. He said, no, over there the case was that the child, based on its nature, was at one point in time a chai, because it was going to be living. Whereas over here, it never got to that point, that stage. We're not sure that it ever got to that stage. We already saw before that even though we have a rule seven nefashos lahakol and yermekol in Mechal Shabbos, there were some exceptions to that. We saw the case where there should be a major, the case of the majority and the minority. There, it's not a perfect rule.
What cases
we had before when you need a roiv, which is still you need a case where it's kavua to say you don't go bust a roiv, you don't follow the majority. So that's what the Bir Halacha deals with. Elim Kain Gomru, unless its hair and its fingernails are fully grown. Koy Gama Ben Shemayin, let's go in the case of the Ben Shemayin. He is a Bis Yosef, Vatam. They're meaning Shu Ben Shiva, Ish Tahuye, Hudim Ish Tahe. The same way we can have a woman who's due after 9 months and she ends up not giving birth till 2 weeks later. You have a child. Chazal said that the nature is a child born after the seventh month is viable, and born in the ninth month is viable, born in the eighth month is not viable. But if it's born in the seventh month, Chazal said it was like, we don't really have this concept, but sometimes if a child could be born after 7 months and it actually will go through the full growth process in a period of 7 months as opposed to 9 months. So this child it's fully developed, even though it's born in the eighth month, we say that it's a seven-month baby who came out 2 weeks late. Same way you have a nine-month baby who came out 2 weeks late. But in a case where a child was not fully grown, so it's not a seven-month baby because it wasn't completed in 7 months, so it's a nine-month baby, but it's not fully grown yet, so that's not viable. The fact that the hair is grown enough is not sufficient. This indication is not enough. The child then lives 30 days. It is enough. But regardless of the law of moving the child, which is the next if, So that you can rely on the fact that the hair is grown. And that's where the Mora says it. Okay.
What is the word Ishta Huye?
It waited. Lashon of Shehi is waiting.
Thanks.
Sifches. The elder Shmoyna. I saw a ben Sheba ben Shmoyna. Shlagar Masara b'tziporno. Either was born after an 8 month or such child, which are not served at 7 or 8 month, but either way, it was not, it's not fully developed. The hair is not there, and the fingernails are not there. Also, the tatal, you're not allowed to move the child. The child is not considered viable, so it's like it's dead. So we said before, you can't move a mace.
He's currently alive.
What?
Maybe he's currently alive.
Right. But since the halacha says that he's not going to live, there's nothing you can do. I mean, Bisman Chazal, nowadays we are able to incubate, etc. Bisman Chazal, this child is going to die. There's nothing you can do to save its life. It's not considered.
The mere fact of the 7th month.
In the 8th month.
In the 8th month.
So it doesn't have the status that it was fully developed into a person. That there's a din of Chilul Shabbos. So Melitz Muksa. Ala ima shaycha lava minikasa ibn eitzara cholav sheba mitzara. She's allowed to nurse the child because of the pain of the milk which is hurting her. Lechein hiba atzma yuchela lethoitzi biyoda hacholav hamitzara. Or a woman could express the milk onto the ground. Siv kat laman alav, a suffix. Now, we said if it's 8 months or it's a suffix. Ayin achredim. Achredim is kima dafkik shidu ashu ben shmoyna ken shabal boalu perash al mitzavik matatlin and kol tinnik. Now mitzavik, you do move a child but in case he knew Vadi was an 8th month, and he had relations with his wife and he hasn't had relations since then, so, you know, that period of time, so it's clearly not, it must be from that. The conception was from that time, so we know how old the child is. Now, if we see movement in the child is functioning. The child is, you know, that would, Shlomo Zalman says that functions like is an indicator that there's viability in the child. The child is basically lying there doing nothing. So we did malach like an Evan. She's allowed to express the milk onto the ground. It's not being gathered and maintained. So it's not called, again, the Malacha Mefarik, we spoke about this, is taking, the source of the Malacha is breaking the kernels off of the stalks. So you say, anytime you're squeezing, you're taking something which is edible away from that which is, breaking it away from that which is inedible and making it usable. And that's the Malacha. So we hear, but it goes straight into Ibud, it goes straight into the ground. It never gets the status of that you've made it into an Oichel. She doesn't need the milk, so it's the Melachshelagufa. So it's the Chazal Ramata, the Melachshelagufa, because of the pain of the milk, which is she has too much milk. It's painful for the woman, so that's what the heter is.
Is there any heter for emotionality? Because a woman's natural instinct is to want to take care of the baby, whether it's going to live or not. So wouldn't there be a some sort of sorrow for that situation also? No?
I mean, there would be, but the word wasn't, you know, wasn't matter because of that. In general, the only time we deal with emotional sorrow as a whole, you know, a issue is when, if it reaches the point where we're afraid that it's going to affect the mental health of the person, it's going to actually, you know, affect them. Their total mental health. Mm-hmm. That's considered an illness. Still gets to that point, so you deal with it. They used to deal with things.
Yeah.
We don't deal with things, you know. I mean, the average, so you go till 80 years ago, like, the average family had, you know, most of their kids didn't make it through childhood. Yeah. They were antibiotics. You know, and you dealt with it. You know, it was painful. You know, you cried, but that was part of life. You know, we don't relate to that world. You know,
zero. Yeah.
Yeah. you know, and you lived in Europe, so the average person, you know, had one kid who was a couple of goyim at least, you know. I mean, that was like,
was what?
You know, that was part of the realities of life. You know? We don't relate to that world. So.
One kid who was what? The goyim.
Yeah.
What?
Rashi Revised one time said, "You say the bracha in the morning. I go mo chasadim tevel mo yisrael every morning." He says, "Why do you bench girl every morning?" He says, "Because if you make it a life from your house to shul, the goyim don't kill you. You bench goyim." That's what you bench grandma every morning. That was what it was in Europe. Okay. We don't relate to that, you know. He says, you know, he remembers time and time again, you know, the kids would they would take him, they would beat him, you know, not play with him, they'd beat him up. You know, pulverize him, you know. You know, Baruch Hashem, you made it alive. You bench grandma.
You said before that in Europe most families would have one kid. What should
you know, I'm saying, but the realities were there was constantly living in fear of the goyim. You know, so you learn to deal with things. You know, so that was the cheshbon and halacha. If you get to the point where you're afraid the woman's mental health is going to be damaged, so that's a different story.
Well, I guess the question is: so why do we deal with like the pain of the guf differently than we deal with the pain of the emotions? Because if you're allowed to express milk because it hurts, so that seemingly wouldn't cause somebody to be bedridden. It would just be an annoyance. So
no, the pain, it can be very painful. The extra milk can be very painful.
So yeah, but I guess the question is why do we care about the physical pain in that one, but the emotional pain is a separate halakhic status.
The emotional pain, when you deal with it, it's not emotional pain anymore. It's different. You can, the person. I mean, again, I think people aren't in pain, but you know, they cry. But it's a different. It's part of the ability of attitude is to deal with it. When you deal with it, it's not emotional pain anymore. Physical pain is physical pain.
I guess, but there's also people that deal with it, right?
What?
There's people that deal with it too.
Well, the echanami, but if you can deal with it, you can deal with it. If you can't, you can't. If it doesn't bother you, then don't do it. If it bothers you, so it bothers you. But I can't tell somebody who's able the physical pain. You know, they have different bodies have different, you know, tolerance levels of pain. But emotional, so your mind tells you to understand it and work with it. I'm not saying it's easy at all, in the sense I can do it. I'm saying this is a thing that's a world that I lived in. Tests. You're allowed to straighten out the different parts of the body of the child which came out, the birthing process. You had that before it's mapas and it's me that's popping a boil to take out the pus. So when the birthing process is caught, maybe the child has become the joints, some of the joints go out of their place, etc. She's allowed to put them back into place. Lamed gimel miyashim b'yadayim. You're allowed to do it with your hands. Machus tzar leida. Because when I rom the davka b'yayim leida. This is all mutter the day of the birth. Abachar kach osur. Afterwards, it's not. Abemus mehavri poskim mashad ein chilik b'zed. Many poskim argue on the magen rom and do not differentiate between that day and a later date. Even after a month or two, it's still mutter. Ryan Rear Grow, Shakosim, Shakane, Gam, Kane, Dasa Shulchan Aruch, Lokal Bazekamoisim. The Vilna Goyin understands that the Shulchan Aruch agrees to that. While Kane Ein Lachram said there's no reason, you do not need to be Machm. Okay.
So doesn't Magen Avraham then contradict what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch earlier that dealt with all children as chulim?
It's a good question. In other words, the problem here isn't chuli. The issue here is it's considered a tikkun. It's considered a ma'aseh tikkun in the person. So we have to know we're chazal matir tikkun. Like I can't do boina, I can't do binyan. Mm-hmm. So this is a form of binyan. There's a concept of binyan when it comes to human being. We didn't discuss that yet. I don't think. It says the Torah uses the word binyan in regards to Vayibin. It says the Bereshit created Chava. It says he uses the word binyan. So the concept of the Malach of Bina applies to human beings. Mm-hmm. So we're dealing with the question of the Malach of Bina. So it's a new. We deal with the needs of a child as a Chalisha and Basakana. Chalisha and Basakana, your matter, not matter the Rises, you know, and even some of the Rabbanans, most of the Rabbanans you make all the Shina, but not all the Rabbanans. So you would have this. For example, he's going to say, "Mikol Malkum." In his parka, chulya shal shidra mi mekayma. If one of the vertebrae sort of popped out of place, kliyama osel yasher biyodu chulya shal shidra achas al chaberto, putting the bones of the shidra back in place. Okay. Why? The Mexican burner looks like the Malacha burner. Im lo b'yom ha'leda, those yesh aside of the hokal af pazeh. So that the Mor says, with yom ha'leda, that was considered, it's not the rice of the good burner, it's the rabbon of the good burner. B'yom ha'leda, the chazal were mekel. And that's sifyot. Mutal l'karcha b'begodov shal yis'akmu Avorov. You're allowed to wrap him up in sweat. You swaddle the baby in order to hold him. All the bones should stay in place. Not only is it mutter to prevent them from going out of place, you're allowed to actually wrap them in a way that'll put them back in place, even though they already went out of place. Why? So we don't look at it as masakin because the mice used to swaddle the baby anyway. So even though my intent is to help straighten them out, so that's still mutter. However, if you're talking about a child which in general you were not swaddling him, so then in Echanami, according to this logic, where you couldn't say that this is just part of the regular process, then you're doing it that purpose, and that's awesome.
So I guess later on we're going to cover this idea of bone on.
We actually was before it came up in Simon Shin Gimel by braiding and stuff like that.
But here everything is internal. You can't see any physical improvement of bone with a person with popping a joint in place or not.
Well, by child, usually you could see there. You know, a lot of times it was out of place. You know, the joint would, you could see that the joint was out of place.
But would the Rabbanan there is going so that people won't think that okay, you're able to do this act, so therefore then you'd be able to do another act of bonus. So, but that's a Rabbanan. We're also dealing with a Rabbanan. So why would this bone be more stringent than all the other derabanans?
In general, you could. We said before you can do derabanans. The tzarich elishem b'sakana. We require you to do it with a shina if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not sure whether you can do these things with a shina. We did have the case of putting the joints back, though. What was that case? Mem Zion, so cut Mem Zion. That's just when we come back here with us, sir. Got to put the joint back in. Mugger Rama says, the takas are okay, that's good. Ayre Huni is mutter. If it gets to the point where it comes Zaber, so that's more Kuldig. But he passed him before etzim shiyotzim nishma mekayim. It's also lachzir.
Yeah, but this is all on adults. I thought that once we get into children, then it's we always go even if there is no danger. That's what it says up in the Ramah.
No, I say the point is anything which is a need for the child. If I don't, you know, I'm telling you this is not, you know, this can wait till after Shabbos. We're not stopping. We do everything for the child, you know, even the Rabbanans. I can't make him, I have a law because how to make him cereal.
Sorry, I missed that one. Sorry.
I'm saying, you know, the malacha of Lisha applies, and even the Rabbanans of Lisha apply when making cereal for a child.
Yeah.
It's not automatically that everything, it's because I can do it. If the only way I can make the food for the child is in a way which I have to do with the Rabbanan, and otherwise the child won't know what to eat. Yeah, so you. But I think what it's saying over here is that we're not seeing this as a need which was something which couldn't wait till after Shabbos.
Okay. All right.
Yud Aleph. Im Nafla Orlis Goroin Havlad. The epiglottis, like sort of fell down. Mutzalosin, which is it's blocking it from eating. Mutzalosim etzbo l'sech pi v'l'sach like a orlo and kama abishapamim shemeki. A lot of reach in and move it back. Even though it caused a child to vomit, which you said before, you're not supposed to do that. But over here, that's mutter. Mutter is at the mishabur lamadvav l'gzinim zay mishum refua. This is like a nature, normal process of dealing with children. Okay. Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. Dinei Mila B'Shabbos Abo Yitzifim. Eisen Kol Tzachim Mila B'Shabbos. You do all the steps of the process of Mila and Shabbos. Merlin, you do the Mila part. Uparin, you do the Priya, which is under the Orla, there's another membrane, which is you have to open that up. That's called Priya. And then you suck out the blood. And you put that kamon was a type of a healing agent on the wound that it should heal. All those things are mutter to do on Shabbos. So the Mishabura, Aleph, B'Shabbos. Tachsi, B'yam HaShuni Yimol, B'yam HaFila B'Shabbos. The more makes it drosha, you do it on Shabbos, even on the eighth day, even with Shabbos. When the person does the matzitza, see, he's pulling out blood, so that's more new blood which was there, which wasn't coming out, so that's going to be making a wound in a person. We do the matzitza mishum the sakana of blood kishla yamut sabam, because I'll say if you do not pull out the blood by sucking it out, it's dangerous for the child. Kamon, hayadarkim losis min besamim shachuk l'rufua. They would take a type of an herb, grind it up, and they put it on. It would help the wound heal. So you got to put in losis isplonis. Tachvesh amel. You got to put a bandage with a plaster on it with some type of medication on it on the wound. Like on Sif Zion, in loy hayla kamon shachuk me'arav Shabbos. Let's say there's nothing ground. Are you allowed to go grind on Shabbos? No. I did the meal. Are you allowed to go grind this kamon to have it to put on the wound? Just interesting. Beralocha over here. Beralocha, the first Beralocha deals with matzitza bepet. The issue of the matzitza should be done dafka by the person suckling directly, as opposed to using some type of a pipette or something of that sort. Then he brings from the Sefer Yad Eliezer. He says simon, and he doesn't say what simon it is, and they couldn't find the simon. I have a question mark in my Mishnah over here. Because that he has, you can use a sponge in between. He says it actually works better. Okay. Bays.
It's a whole discussion.
Huh?
That's a whole discussion, right?
Nowadays it's a big discussion, yeah. Bays. Calls Manshalo Silak Yodim in Amila. The person has not completed the process of Amila, his hand is still there. So when the person has to remove the orlo, let's say he doesn't get every piece of the orlo off of the foreskin. So the luck is, if there's a certain amount to which it was not, if it still remains, it'll still be kasher mila. If he goes back to remove those pieces, it's called, he's removing the tzitz and little pieces of skin, which are not ma'akev, they're not determinative whether the mila is kosher or not. So the chara, why am I allowed to cut them off on Shabbos? That's chilul Shabbos. So he's saying, no, as long as the person's still involved in the mila process, he has not finished the mila process, he's allowed to finish it off totally, even if the tzitz ain't shein ma'akev. Let's say, however, silik yada, he finished the mila process, walked away, took his hand away, and he realized, ooh, I missed something. See, if it's ma'akev, it's not a kosher mila, so you didn't do mila yet, so go do mila. If it's not ma'akev, you did mila already, so there's no, you did the mitzvah mila already, so you have no right to go back anymore. She like, you don't go back for tzitzin, which are ma'akev. Now, what's called ma'akev? Ve'elohen ma'akev. Basar ha'chayf ha'fil ha'roiv gavay shel ha'tar b'mokem echad. If there be a piece of flesh there, which goes from the corona, which is the rim towards the edge of the organ, up to the final tip of it, if you have a piece which would go the length of that, from that corona to from the crown till the tip, it would go all the way up, that whole length, that would be ma'akev. Even though it's only over a minority of the, it's only one spot, if it goes the majority of that way up, that'll be a problem. Dalit, Chayzer. Dalit, the Gomer, Lach, Teichor, Lom. He finished cutting the oil already. Ubidiyavid Yotze, Yudei Mitzis Milo, Fila Below Elo Atzitzin, and Maisa, the Milo will be kosher. Chamokam, Kozmansh, Lassilak, Yodoy Mina Milo. Mikri Kalech, Achilo, Bakula, Chadam, Milsehi. It's all. Even since he has not taken his hand away, he's still there with intent. You know. There, he's allowed to go back. Oh, I missed that, and cut it off. Because that's all part of the process. Then it the Shabbos lead dochas etzlo. The mila is dochas Shabbos. My mechudush ran because I feel the cross silik yodam in a chituch v'hiskol lifroya. You stop the cutting, and he's doing priya now. He's cutting, opening up the membrane, and he realizes that he missed it sits in shenem ma'akvin. Mikri adayim lo silik yodam in a mila, he holds it, that's called, you're still involved in the mila process. The mila priya lechadam, we'll see, it's all one maisa. Ach, kishu oisik b'mitzitza, which is mitabek shom imutu b'shabas lachso l'tzitzin shenem ma'akvin, dhuma mitzitza mikri rak rafu, abo l'tzarech mila ayin shom. So this is the big part of the discussion about mitzitza b'fer, is mitzitza considered the meal is over with the meal and the priya, and mitzitza is a lot. Chazal said there's a need for refuah, so mitzitza is part of the refuah process, or mitzitza is part of the meal process, and therefore the Ran is masupik that if it's refuah, it means the meal is finished and you're doing something else, so you can't go back. If it's part of this became now, Chazal defined the standardized process of meal includes mitzitza, so you're still involved in doing the mila. Now, fiza pashat, afila ima parehu acher, if one person's doing the mila and the other person's doing the priya, which is, can be done. So, lachar, so Reuben did the mila, he missed some of the tzitzin shein ma'akvin. Shimon is doing the priya, and Reuben realizes that they blew it. Or he didn't blow it, they didn't finish off the tzitzin, they're not ma'akvin, so, but he had a discussion. So, can he go back? So Reuben is allowed to go back and finish off the mila. Kozman Shimon's involved in the priya.
So is there a certain sequence that one has to do? First you do mila and then priya, presumably. But
correct.
If you still have a piece that would be ma'akev, do you have to go back then and do... I mean, you can't really go back.
Right, there's no priya afterwards, yeah. I mean, practically just not that. Okay.
What do you mean?
If the order is meal and then priya. So if I go back, I'm doing like I'm doing meal again. So there's no priya left to do. True. Even though he stopped, but the meal is still in process. Okay. Fill out tzitzin. Hanu the tuah shel boser shenishru. It could be little pieces, little strips of the flesh are still there. Bein meha, or the whether it's from the foreskin, bein meha, or shepareya, or from the membrane which you're pareya, either one. So they would open up the priya and then roll it back. They didn't have to necessarily pull it off. So, but there is a concern, so theoretically, sometimes if you don't remove it totally, it'll grow back. So again, during the meal itself, no problem. If you finish the meal, then maybe that's called tzitzit shet. Right now, the meal is kosher as is. Just, I mean, there's actually a concept in Bishas Mila. You have a child which is very corpulent, so sometimes the flesh will push down of the upper part of the organ will push down to the lower part. It wasn't even part of the foreskin, but that area is very, you know, it's bloody, etc. The nature is it'll catch there and start growing with there. So you'll end up covering the area due to regular flesh of the body. You have to cut that flesh back. So you shouldn't do that. If that, you know, if a kid is too fat. So this is theoretically part of the process of mila. But right now, the mila is kosher. So, you know, so if you, as long as you're involved in doing the mila, so fine. Hamakvin, gam kain bein b'mila bein priya b'kanal. The concept of ikuv could apply both to the outer layer of the foreskin or the inner layer of the membrane. For the roiv gofa, koshkin roiv hakeva shel haTorah, if you have a piece of which goes around the majority of the circumference of the corona, even though it doesn't go all the way up, the definition of what's called a Torah, regardless of its halacha, is defined over there.
So this idea of once he say like yado, now. Is that like saying that's a hesach hadas, or is it that he now he's packed up his bags and baby's away from him? At what point do you say that he's no longer paying attention to the mila process?
I'm not 100% clear, but it's definitely not packing up the bags. You know, there's definitely points before that, which considered tzilak yodai. Basically, your average moil, you know, he's cut everything, you know. Okay, it says, okay, done.
Yeah.
Well, once he gets to the point where he says, okay, done, that's called Shiluk Yadav.
Okay.
Gimel. Ben Shmoina. Im Gromer Sarah B'tziporinov Malanus HaBashabes. So, Ben Shmoina is a fascinating issue. Mamanushach. If he's alive, it means he's a viable child, there's a mitzvah to mila. If he's sincere, like he's dead, there's no aver of cutting, no aver of the rice of cutting the flesh of a dead person. So Mamonoshek, why do you do a mila? And the tzad that he really was considered a viable child, he did a mitzvah. And the tzad that he wasn't, he didn't do an aver. So he said like this, no. Im gomer sarbis, he put on malonos of a Shabbos. Im gomer filo im husavim ben shiva sabim in shmarno. In Molonus of Shabbos, you don't do Mila. Ben Sarch Lomer Ben Shmarna Vadai, if it's definitely a Ben Shmarna, you don't do it. Who Ben Sheva Vadai? Philogram Vasara, but Siparna Molonus of Vaim Yerodea Simon Samafo. The child was born after 7 months, assuming that the doctor, you know, the Moyle says he can handle the Mila, you do the Mila. Okay. Now, what's this all about? So the Mishnah Barim Gomru. Even if the If the hair and the supernum are complete, you do mila. The after ben shmona ba'amol la barka yama who he can't, it's not valuable. But zesha gomra aminon high bar shiva who ishtahuye ishtahe avlad ve'etrim. The fact that he came out completed is negative of the fact that he was completed after this. Well, they don't complete in month eight. They either complete in month seven or month nine. Well, most of you completed in month seven. They took a while to come out. Seven Shiva, who had in Sabbath ben Shmona, Sabbath ben Tisha, if the Sabbath is between 8 and 9, as opposed to 7 and 8, then Machalzet, then Machalin and Shabbos Misveka. You know Machal Shabbos Misveka? Okay, then he said, who ben Sheva Vadai? It's definitely Ben Sheva. Hanel Shabal Oysa Uperish. How do you know it's a Ben Sheva? Because he had relations with his wife and then he refrained. At Shahuka Uber, till the point where the child became, the woman became obviously pregnant. So he knows for sure it's from that conception. This concept of Ben Sheva Vadai means we know, because it's impossible otherwise. You can't say, well, usually a woman conceives around the time of the Tvila. Those wouldn't be considered definite. You do Mila. Like you said, whatever you want. Dibar Mila hu. If it's the mitzvah doing mila, you did a mila. V'loi, b'chat b'basar b'almahu. V'aim is them v'shum chavura, kim in the habi nefa. We consider the child is not viable. The child is not considered, like, so he's cutting meat. He's like, it's not called doing any tikkun. It won't be the rice. V'nei b'bach, v'taz, daitam litzah k'shukhan orach. They pass on the shukhan orach, not like the ramo. V'yirabah, hebi b'shem, sever lechem mishnah. Sh'aminig lomol b'sveikus. Nara upshate is a phrase used in the Gemara, meaning that whatever your minig is, you follow the minig of your mokum. There's rivers going this way; each river spreads out and does its own, does its own thing. Okay. I'll bring one more over here. Dalit. Mila Shlobis Mana in the Deuch Shabbos. However, Mila, which is not in the proper time, is not Deuch Shabbos. Vishtabur, Yud Bez, and Deuch, the Kiksiv Ubayoim, Ashminiko. It has to be on the puzzle is Ubayoim Ashmini, Yimob Saralosoi. So the Jerusha that you do Bayoim Hilub Shabbos is only on Yom Ashmini. But if it's not doing Mila on the Yom Ashmini, it's not Deuch Shabbos. Okay, let's hold it here. We finished through Sif Dalit.